Well, we're moving into the message portion of our service today, and we're going to do things a little differently. And I thought it would be good to bring in Pastor Jamal, and we're going to meet his family, and we're going to hear about his story and some of the vision that God's put on his heart regarding this proposed merger between Fresh Manna Fellowship and Still Heights Baptist Church. And we, as we're considering this possible church merger, obviously we are seeking God's will. We're trying to understand what is God saying to us as a body of believers here at Still Heights with the opportunity to receive what I believe is a beautiful gift from the Lord, to receive some brothers and sisters from a sister church in the Alberta Baptist Association who is hearing God's call to be a church that ministers not just to one particular ethnicity, but to the nations. And I know that's our heart's call here at Still Heights too, as we've seen what God has been up to in the last 3 to 5 years as we've been ministering to a multicultural community that we are immersed in here at Still Heights. So part of understanding God's will and purposes is well, as we learned last week from Pastor Nelson, God speaks to us in a variety of ways. And so we want to make sure that that we're making an informed decision and a spirit-led decision for such an important development as two churches coming together under the banner of Christ. And so last week, Pastor Nelson shared with us how God speaks and various examples in the scriptures. And you know, he started off talking about the importance of scripture and, you know, just, and then he covered a variety of different ways that God has spoken to the saints through the scripture, through the biblical days, and how God still speaks to us today. But however the Lord is speaking, whether that's through godly counsel, through dreams, through our thoughts, through life circumstances, we always need to just bring it back through the lens of scripture to make sure that what we feel that God is saying to us is actually in alignment with the scriptures. And that's an important part of any discernment process. And so we certainly are doing that. And we are very excited as a leadership about the possibility of the two churches coming together, but we need to make this decision as a church family. And so, as I mentioned in my Friday update, and if you haven't had a chance to watch my Friday update, go to our website and click on the updates, and I'm just expanding a bit on kind of where we are at present with the decision making. The merger document that we put together, you could find that. You should have received an email this past Friday from the church office. It would have a number of links, important links, one to the update video, one to the merger document that we sent out originally on December 18th, and then another one for our Zoom meeting tonight at 7 p.m. online on Zoom, and you have the link there, and you'll be able to join the Q&A session that we're going to have. And as I mentioned in my update, we've decided just to take the vote, the membership vote that was originally planned for next Sunday on January 17th. We've just decided to hold off on that and make sure that everybody feels like they're getting the proper information, communication during these crazy COVID constraints and shutdowns, and so that people feel like they're making the right decision. And so we want to respect that. So I just wanted to share that, and now we're going to meet Joel and we're going to meet Jamal and Noella and their family. Well, just before Jamal and I have an interview together, I thought it would be great if we could introduce you to this wonderful family, the Kimbunga family, Jamal and Noella. And Jamal, why don't you introduce your children to us and your wonderful wife.
Okay. So for those who have never met me before, my name is Jamal Kimbunga, and this is my wife, Noella. And then this is Adil, you know, he's 9 years old. And then we have Jalil here. How old are you, Jalil?
Seven.
7 years old.
7 old enough.
And then we have Tanisa. How old are you, Tanisa?
Three.
3 years old.
I am big girl. Old.
And then Akili is 18 months.
Yeah.
We got someone who's a natural for that camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to hear more about Jamal's story in a bit, but I just wanted you to just briefly meet them as a family, and I also want to pray for you guys at this time. So let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you that you and your wisdom and your love have designed family. And I thank you for the Kimbanga family, God. I thank you for just the work that you've been doing in their lives through the years, how you sovereignly brought Noella and Jamal together, and you blessed them with four beautiful children. So God, I pray your continued blessing on this family. Just provide for them, protect them, and just continue to shine your light through their lives, God. I ask these things in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Way to go, kids. Good job. Good interview.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you guys.
Thanks.
Well, I thought it'd be good today to have our sermon as an interview style between Jamal and I, and in light of the merger between Freshmana and Still Heights. And I just wanted this to be an opportunity for Jamal to share his heart and his vision too for this merger, and for you as primarily congregants of Still Heights Baptist Church who are watching today, to get to know Jamal and hear his story. God's worked in a very unique way in his life to bring him to where he is today. And so Jamal, thanks so much for joining us. And let's start off by sharing a little bit with us about how you came to Christ. And yeah, let's start there.
Yeah, thank you. I came to Christ when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
And I come from a Muslim background, so I didn't know anything about Christianity. And I was searching. I always wanted to be a good person, wanted to be a very, very religious person.
Right.
But I tried and tried, but I kept on being frustrated because I wasn't getting where I wanted to be.
Right.
Until I came in contact with a brother who is a Christian, and he told me about Christ.
And this was in Tanzania?
Tanzania, okay. East Africa, so yeah. And, you know, he told me about Christ. At first, I was confused. I wasn't sure what to think. But me and him talked about Christianity for almost like 9 months.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
So he'll ask me questions, you know, about what I believe, questions about Jesus, questions about life. Right. And it went on for 9 months until to reach a point whereby I began to understand the mission of Jesus Christ and why he came, mm-hmm. and why Christ was unique.
Mm.
And, you know, it reached a point where I could not resist the Spirit of God. I knew that, you know, God was calling me to be a believer. Wow. Then I gave my life to Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
And what about for your family? How did they feel about that?
When they found out that I became a believer, mm-hmm. it was hard.
Yeah.
Especially for my father.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's a Muslim and, you know, everybody else is a Muslim. So he didn't know what to do with that.
Right.
It was very frustrating for him.
Yeah.
It was hard. And I can understand the frustration, but I discovered the truth and I told him that, unfortunately, this is what I've been looking for a long mm-hmm. time. So that didn't go very well.
Right.
And as a result, I had to leave my country as a result of persecution.
Okay.
Basically, I just ran away from home, and from my country, Tanzania, I escaped to the country of Kenya.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you applied there as a refugee?
Yes. Then I lived there for almost like 6 years.
Six years.
You know, try to, you know, put together my life because I lost everything, you know.
Wow.
So I had to try to put together my life again, from scratch. And at that point, I felt God was calling me to reach out to other people, tell them about Christ.
Right.
And I really wanted to know more about Christ. So I joined a group of young people called Youth of the Mission.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I did a training there with Youth of the Mission. Yeah. And I started, you know, slowly telling people about the love of Christ through YWAM.
Okay. Yes. So now, where did you meet Noella along that journey? Was do you meet her here in Canada, or did you meet her in Kenya?
Yeah, I met Noella while I was here in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, in the past, what I've been doing with my life is that I love to host people, newcomers.
Right.
When newcomers come, and they looking for work, or they don't have a place to live.
Right.
I have this tradition where I welcome them to my house.
Okay.
So I happened to welcome a brother who happened to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And and this brother was actually a pastor as well.
Right.
So he came to Edmonton, and he needed a place to live, and he needed somebody to help with translation because he spoke French and Swahili. So I was able to help him out.
Oh,
and me and him, we lived together for 5 years. So in that 5 years, we're talking about so many things, including relationships.
Yeah.
And that time I was single. So he's the one who actually introduced me to my wife, Noella.
Okay.
Yeah, so he told me about this lady who is in Burundi. So I made a trip to go to Burundi.
Oh, she was still in Burundi?
She was still in Burundi. So I made a trip to go to Burundi. And when I was in Burundi, you know, we're able
That's some long distance dating there.
Yeah, it is.
So sorry, you got to Burundi.
And then we connected very well. Yeah. And beautiful woman.
Yes.
And who am I to resist a beautiful woman? So I decided we're going to get married.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how we got married.
And how long have you been married for?
Right now, close to 13 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, 13 years.
Great.
13. Yeah.
So you came, you fled Tanzania, you came to Canada, but you stopped off for, well, not stopped off, but you were in Kenya for 6 years.
Yes.
And then you applied as a refugee.
Yes.
To come to Canada.
Yes.
And then, so when you got to Canada, did you come straight to Edmonton, or... were you out east first for a while?
Yeah, the first place I landed was in Regina.
Okay, Regina.
Yes, Regina, and then Edmonton.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you've been studying, and let's talk a little bit about your call to pastoral ministries, and just kind of weave in there your educational journey as well.
Well, coming from a Muslim background, I started reading the Bible as an adult. So there are so many things I didn't know. And I had this passion to reach out to people, but yet my theology was very, very bad.
Right.
So I said to myself, I can't give people what I don't have. So I made school a priority.
Right.
So when I was in Kenya, actually, I attended a Bible school there for 4 years, which I did my bachelor's in theology. And when I came here, then I continued that, you know, through Ambrose University.
Okay, yeah, in Calgary.
Yeah, and then I did my MDiv. And then at the same time, you know, and then when I finished my MDiv, I was here in Edmonton.
So MDiv is a Master's in Divinity. So
yes,
it's a postgraduate.
Yes.
Or a graduate level study.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So I was involved with a church here in Edmonton, you know, working with newcomers, immigrants. And then at the same time, I went to Newman Theological College, you know.
Okay.
I did some studies there in philosophy.
Right.
And then after that, I love to study philosophy. So I continued with school in the States, and then I finished my master's in philosophy.
Okay.
And then at the same time, when I was finished my master's in philosophy, I started my doctorate in theology.
Okay.
And then I finished there.
And then where did you do your doctorate?
Yeah, this Providence Theological Seminary in Manitoba.
Oh, and is it in Winnipeg?
Yeah, Winnipeg, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going back and forth.
And what was your doctorate thesis on?
It's about immigrants.
Okay.
Ministry to immigrants.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how you came to become a pastor at Fresh Math and how you met Nelson. Or Pastor Nelson. Sorry.
Yeah, because I had this passion to reach out to people mm-hmm. with the love of Jesus Christ. You have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So the Fresh Man is kind of a Jerusalem, you know. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work here in Edmonton to reach out to just Edmonton at large, right. But we have to start somewhere.
Right.
So we started with Fresh Manna because with a group of people from Africa, because that's like our Jerusalem, mm-hmm. people that we're familiar with, and that's how we started. So we met with Pastor Nelson and decided, you know, let's plant a church. You know?
Right. So this is about 12 years ago.
That's about 12 years ago.
Right.
So we worked together for around 12 years ago, and we have seen God doing amazing things for the last 12 years.
Amen.
12 years, yes.
And just through a series of events, don't have to go into the details, but you just sense that with the Alberta Baptist Association, mm-hmm. you would like to partner with them as a church. So Fresh
yes.
Manna is
yeah.
a part of the Alberta Baptist Association.
Yes, yes, because we didn't want to work in isolation. We wanted right. to partner with the body of Christ.
Right.
That's how we got connected with the Baptists.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's talk about Fresh Manna mm-hmm. Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the fellowship at Fresh Manna? What are some of the unique things? What are some of the passions of that congregation?
The unique things about a Fresh Manna is that most of us have lots in common because we're all refugees.
You right.
know? We all yeah. escaped from something. In my situation, right. Religious persecution, other right. people left because of war, because of others. So we are all kind of refugees right. came together
yeah.
and worship God, right. minister to each other.
Right.
And you need to understand, you know, as refugees, when people come from other countries, we come here, you know, with so much pain mm-hmm. because of what happened to where we came from.
Right.
So it has been a good place for us to encourage each other, to uplift each other, to help each other spiritually. So yeah. it has been a great journey working with people in Fresh Manna.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how many people attend there? Let's say like before the COVID outbreak, what would be an average attendance?
For the last 10 years, it has been, it just depends, yeah. you know, people come, people go,
right.
people come,
yeah.
people go. But I can say that, you know, maybe maximum at one point up to 60,
yeah.
you know, but then it drops down. Sometimes right. I have 50, I have 40, I have 30, you know, it goes
right.
up and down. So it just all depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's just a good mm-hmm. frame of reference for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've been saying around mm-hmm. 50 people.
Yeah.
And you've been at Northgate Baptist, one yeah. of our sister churches.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about that. So you, Fresh Manna Fellowship has had basically a lease agreement with Northgate Baptist, mm-hmm. and you've done some joint ministries together, but it's very much you guys just do a rental on Sunday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a bit about as you and Pastor Nelson have been praying and trying to anticipate where the Lord is leading you in the future, as a church, well, let's just talk a bit about your coming here to Still Heights mm-hmm. to ask, you know, the leadership here mm-hmm. if we'd be willing to entertain mm-hmm. the proposal of the two churches merging together.
Yes, the reason why we arrived at that idea is ethnic churches are great mm-hmm. and good things happen in ethnic churches where, you know, we minister to our fellow, you know, people from the same context. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, we sense there's a dead end mm. coming. There's right. a dead end because we're an ethnic church. At some point, you know, our generation is going to go, like mm-hmm. we're aging and we're going to disappear, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's a younger generation, the second generation growing
right.
up, you know.
Yeah.
So that second generation, these are kids that were born here, mm-hmm. you know. So they have no idea of where we came from,
right. you know.
So we are more likely to lose them, and we have in the past, we have lost a lot of them, because for them, what we do in church is a different culture, different emphasis, you know, so we tend to lose them. So right now what we are thinking is that it's time for us to reevaluate what we are doing, to make some changes so that we don't lose the second generation, you know, second generation, and that's what our passion is. And then the other second thing is that we look at Edmonton in the last 20 years, it has changed a lot. There's a lot of people coming from all over the world making Edmonton their home. So when you look at us as an ethnic church, and then you look at this of the community of Edmonton, the makeup of our church does not reflect the community. The community is so diverse. But in the church, we're just one people group from one part of Africa. So it's very, very hard to reach out to the community if we're just a monoculture. So it's time for us to open up and see if we can partner with other people so that we create that multicultural flavor within the church in order to be reach out to the to the changing atmosphere of Edmonton.
Yeah, we're certainly seeing that here as well with the ministry that's going on at Still Heights. And we have over 30 birth nations represented on a Sunday morning worship service. And we really believe that God has been working at Still Heights, moving us towards becoming a more fully integrated multicultural church, I guess. And so as we've been talking over the last four and a half months with you, Jamal, and with Pastor Nelson, and with our leadership, we just have sensed that this is a good fit. That's the reason for you guys coming here, and just seeing my God was directing you here, because there seems to be a good fit with even the visions of the church. So as we work through this proposal for the merger, and as we are processing that as a church family and seeking God's will, I'm hoping, of course, in my heart, that that the merger goes forward, and that we could welcome the Freshman Fellowship members into the membership here at Still Heights, and become part of Still Heights Baptist Church, and then also to have you and Pastor Nelson come and serve, to begin with anyways, in a part-time pastoral capacity, as you guys have full-time jobs as well. So when you think about the merger, and let's just, for a moment, say, the God gives us the green light, and we're going ahead with the merger, we come together. What do you think? What is your what's your vision? What's on your heart? What could do you see happening? What could God be up to with this merger?
The first thing first, it's exciting, because theologically, it's a picture of what heaven's gonna be like. You know, Revelation chapter 7 says, people from every nation, every tribe. In front of the Lamb, you know, worshiping God and praising God. So it has to start somewhere. So if for that to be a reality, it has to start with us today. So it's going to be exciting for us to see that, because I believe that's God's will. And then number two, the vision that I have is that when it comes to the reason why we have church, there are three purposes of a church. The first one is worship of God. We come together, we worship God together. The second purpose is ministry to each other. We minister to each other, we speak to each other, you know. And then the third purpose is ministry to the world. And I get excited about that, ministry to the world, because when you look at Edmonton, it's so diverse. So I'm excited to see, like, a part of my vision is that if I we can mobilize the church, the people of God, to the world, to our world of Edmonton, which is so diverse. And right now, there's so many people groups that are considered unreached people groups.
Yeah.
And if we can organize ourselves and reach out to these people groups,
right,
and potentially even church planting, you know, mm-hmm, in the future.
Yes.
That's my dream. That's my mm-hmm vision. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you, as you shared with me earlier, you're discipling a family right now that's of Turkish descent. They're mm-hmm from Turkey.
Yes.
And so here you are, a mm-hmm guy from Central Africa, mm-hmm, discipling former Muslim people who've mm-hmm come to Christ, but they're from Turkey.
They're from Turkey.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mm-hmm even working through language mm-hmm barriers, but I think that's just an amazing thing how God is yeah using you. Your unique mm-hmm call, your unique journey, mm-hmm, and that God is using you to be able to reach out to the nations. Mm-hmm. Just as we close, Fresh Manna has a church plant, mm-hmm, right, in Nairobi. So why don't you just share a little bit about the work that's going on in Nairobi through Fresh Manna?
Yeah. One of the things that we encourage our people as refugees, we came here, mm-hmm, we encourage our people to remember where we came from.
You know?
So there's a huge population of refugees in Africa, yeah, in our cases in Kenya.
Yeah.
And we decided to put our resources together to bless those people,
yeah,
build a church,
yeah,
so that, you know, whatever blessings we have over here, we don't want to just to be blessed by ourselves,
right,
but we also want them to experience the same blessing as well, yeah, and experience revival. So we opened a sister church in Kenya, and praise God, God is moving. The church yes is doing very well. I was right there 2 years ago, and you know, God is doing great things. And it's a big church full of refugees from Eastern Central Africa.
Yeah.
It's just exciting to see what God is doing.
Yeah.
And that church was built by a group of refugees from here.
Wow.
You know,
yeah,
we put all resources together, we send money, and bless our people.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, just so exciting to hear your vision and your passion for God's kingdom, Jamal. And we are just holding this whole merger proposal with open hands, open hearts, and we're seeking the Lord's will here at Still Heights, just as you guys are at Fresh Manna. And I just thought it would be really a special time for us just to talk, just to have dialogue with our congregation, viewing in, and being able to hear about your heart and find out a little bit more about Fresh Manna. Mm-hmm. And so God bless you.
Thank you for sharing
with us.
Thank you.
And our time just zips by, but I'm hoping that we can hear more and more from you
God bless. Thank you very much.
I'd like to pray for you now.
Sure.
If that'd be okay. Mm-hmm. Lord God, thank you for Fresh Manna Fellowship. Thank you for Pastor Nelson, and thank you for Pastor Jamal and Noella and their children. And Lord, I just praise you for how you had a divine call on Jamal's life way back in his formative years. And you touched him with the gospel, God. And his life has been changed forever. And he wants to be a difference maker for your kingdom in the nations, God. So Lord, I pray your continued blessing on Fresh Manna and for Pastor Jamal. And we just pray for your will, God, your good, pleasing, and perfect will to be done as we consider the possibility of two churches coming together under the banner, your banner, Jesus, of love and truth. So we pray these things in your name, Christ. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
Fitting song to end our service and to enter into 2021. Be thou my vision. And may the Lord be our vision for Steele Heights Baptist Church as well as we continue to prayerfully consider his will for the merger between ourselves and Fresh Manna Fellowship. I want to encourage you to attend online our Q&A session tonight at 7 p.m. And if you didn't get the Zoom link, please email me this afternoon at darren@shbc.ca and I'll forward that link to you so you can participate in the meeting. Well, when we think of vision, we just need to think about the book of Revelation. And in chapter 7 of the book of Revelation, verses 9 and 10, we have this vision that was given to the Apostle John about the church to come and what it's going to look like when we are all with the Lord in heaven, gathered around his throne. We have this beautiful vision to inspire us as we think about what it means to be Christ's church here on earth as well. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." May God bless you, Steele Heights. May the peace of Christ be with you in 2021. Bye for now.